right when they get here, we try to really emphasize this is the way. If you want to make the team, and it's not cliche, I mean, it's really a fact that those bottom roster spots, I mean, it's going to be how well you play on special teams. And I think we just keep hitting that, and the guys have bought into that. But, you know, with Ray and Pet, they've done a great job of reworking the roster, too. So even at the other positions, there's a lot of competition. So that's also enhanced my area in the competition level. So I think it's been good. Well, when you get to the 46-man roster, really at the end of the day, I'm probably going to end up dealing with picking probably anywhere from, you look at it, probably anywhere from, 20 to 21 players. More than that, probably 25 players that you have to pick up and figure out who your core is going to be and those type of things. But as we go through the week, I'm always aware of injuries, who might be up, who might be down, kind of have an idea, and then you got to have a plan for that. So, before you turn in your card 90 minutes before, if a guy doesn't feel right and he goes down, I mean, you can't flinch. You just got to, it's next man up, and you got to have a plan for it. So that's kind of what we do all during the week and make sure that we practice those guys all during the week at different spots so that we're locked and loaded. Not as many as we've had in the past. We have some guys that will return back to us a little bit that we've had. You're probably looking at a handful of guys, anywhere from maybe five guys or so. But I feel confident with the players that we have and what we're going to try to get accomplished. You know, I mean, there's going to always be growing pains, but in our world, it's about making sure that we fix those things and don't get beat on it again. No, I mean, our goal all along since I've been here is try to have a whole host of returners so that you can kind of, I don't want to say Rolodex them a little bit, but you can go to different guys and use different skill sets depending upon what they can and cannot do. Taylor Gabriel is a guy that has done a great job in it, not only in the return phases, but, you know, as a cover player, running down on kickoff, being a gunner on the punt team, being a lockdown guy in the punt return game. He's given us a lot of flexibility, and he's embraced it. And he plays much bigger than he is. Obviously, his speed, his elusiveness, I think he makes good decisions. He plays tougher than what his size would indicate. I'm excited about the year that hopefully that he's going to have and what we're going to do with him, you know. But he's definitely a special player. Not one bit at all. I've visited with other coaches before the game on that, and we talked extensively about that. And it's we're not kicking in a dome. We're kicking in off a lake. It's different here than kicking anywhere else. And to move it back, it doesn't make sense to me. Well, I think you're always working at the replacing guys, so to speak. And it really starts all the way back in OTAs. And I know it's very cliche, but we say, hey, we're training a lot of guys. But the reason you do that is for these times right here, so that when final cuts come down, you go, okay, who have we trained and worked with, and now let's go ahead and it's time to plug them in. Maybe they didn't get a lot of reps at those positions in the preseason, but during OTAs and all those things, we did give them a lot of reps. So now it's just kind of – it's about dusting them off a little bit and plugging them in and getting them ready to go. I will always take good athletes. We'll never turn that down. I'm excited about having 12 DBs on the roster. Obviously, guys that can run and play out in space, and obviously being defensive players, being able to tackle. I think that's a good thing for us. And then setting the 53 is kind of the first parameter, and then after that, obviously the 46 is the critical one in my world.